welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Satan is at work in the hearts of those who oppose God. What does that mean? Satan. Who is Satan? He is the devil. Sometimes you see the devil in the cartoons nowadays. And a lot of times you see the demons that are connected to this angel who lied, cheated, and steal and killed. And for that reason, God had to kick him out of heaven. You might not know the story, but you can look it up in the Bible. It's an interesting story, and it's a true story. And when he was kicked out of the heaven, guess where he went to? He came to the earth. And then he started meddling in people's lives. And from the beginning, and this angel cannot die because he's a spiritual being. But the Bible says one day, God is going to throw him into the pit of fire. And that's where he's going to live for the rest of his life. However long that is. Maybe eternity, I don't know. But that's what the Bible says about him. But Ephesians, Paul today is talking about Satan. You know, the people don't want to say that that word Satan or the devil, other people call him the dragon, and because those words are in the Bible, and it's kind of telling you about who he is and what is his mission. He has a little mission. He wants to destroy people. He hates us. But you know what? God loves us, but he hates people. Why? Because we were made in the image of God. Isn't that amazing? You were made in the very image of God. And God put his spirit in. He breathed. If you read Genesis chapter 1, and you can go to the day that God made humans, and it says he took the dirt, and he formed it into a man, and then he took his own breath, a part of himself, and breathed his life into that human being. And that human being lived. Well, Satan doesn't have that. He was never made in the image of God. He does not have the authority like God. He has to ask God if he can do something. Can you imagine? Even the devil has to ask God if he can do something. And then he